With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. Following the 11 December 2024 data breach that exposed the information of over 600,000 Telecom Namibia clients, the Minister of Information and Communication Technology, Emma Tiofelo, said that the government's priority is to ensure the compromised information does not negatively impact the affected citizens.
The Data Protection Bill is finalized and currently with the Cabinet Committee on Legislation. Once that process is complete, it will be tabled in the National Assembly. In regards to the current breach, investigations are still ongoing. The government's priority at this time is to ensure that every affected citizen's information does not adversely affect them. And the government would also like to ensure the readiness of every institution and citizens in the event of future incidences of this nature. Until the investigation reaches a very advanced stage, we'll periodically update the nation. But as of now, this is what I can communicate in terms of the interventions by the state.
Putting the scale of the breach into context and perspective, cybersecurity and digital strategy consultant Nrupesh Soni describes the leaked data as alarmingly substantial.
The data that was breached is quite a substantial amount on citizens, companies, ID copies, other private documents. The significance of that size of data just shows the number of files. It's 450,000 of files. That's almost 500,000 files. That's a lot of data. There is board minutes, board documents, finance documents, personnel documents. There is everything that Telecom Namibia had over their four or five servers internally. So there are a lot of different kinds of data that is leaked, like contracts. Every telecom mobile number contract was there. So like a PDF file has your ID copy, passport copy, your contract, your bank details, bank statement. It's all there. And this should not have been open like this. This should have been encrypted from the day one.
In regional news, the confidential PricewaterhouseCoopers report on Steinhoff's 2017 collapse will be handed to media outlets this week following a Supreme Court of Appeal ruling. Initially withheld, the report exposes accounting irregularities by Steinhoff's executives inflating profits and assets through fictitious transactions. The United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund has reported that 80% of children under 5 were registered globally in the past 5 years, but 150 million children remain unregistered, with over half living in sub-Saharan Africa. While countries like Botswana and Cote d'Ivoire have made progress, barriers such as high costs, discrimination, and weak political commitment continue to hinder progress, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa. And the Windhoek City Police have intensified safety measures for the festive season, focusing on traffic law enforcement, including drinking and driving. City Police spokesperson Superintendent Marceline Kirimurapo urged residents to secure their homes and businesses, avoid leaving valuables in vehicles, and report any suspicious activities.
The Windhoek City Police is fully committed to maintaining safety and security in Windhoek throughout the festive season. Our officers will be strategically positioned across the city to conduct regular checks, including breathalyzer tests, to curb drink and driving. We also urge residents to take personal responsibility by securing their homes and vehicles. Be vigilant and report any suspicious activities or individuals to the police immediately. Your proactive reporting helps us respond quickly and prevent potential crimes. Be cautious when sharing personal information online. We encourage the public to report any suspicious activities to our toll number, which is 061-302-302, or you send us an SMS on our SMS line, which is 4444.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.